So I realized that we don't really know each other. We're gonna fix that. I'm gonna hit this, you're gonna hit this, and we're gonna get to know each other. Or rather, you're gonna get to know me. Yeah. There is nothing that I love more than a bond. Like, very little. I just like my vaporizer though, so that's number one. I really love bonds. I really love weed. Music. Music is like super important to me. Like right now, I'm fully immersed into this fucking song. But I've got no place to run. Really love the lead singer. He's got this fucking voice. Jeez, there's something about fucking dudes singing in this range. I don't know what is it. It just fucking it melts my brain. Like cardiac arrest, high voltage in. Ugh, let's fuck it up. Whoa, do. Yeah, music. Music is a huge thing to me. I play the trombone. Actually, I haven't in a while, so I don't feel like I should say that. I was in choir for a number of years. Mediocre singing aside, I was okay. Yeah, my dad's a musician, kind of. I hate it when things skip. Yeah, like pretty much everybody in my family is musically inclined. Some are better than others. That's a direct jab at my siblings. Yeah, music. Music is my fucking. If I could not, like, if I didn't love men and women so much, I would totally be okay just spending the rest of my life with music. I will marry a concept. That's how into this I am. Like yesterday, I told you I would stay. At least I hope that's what he's saying. Woo. I love the choruses. Maybe sometime make it easy. Take your time. Grizzly Bear is also the shit. So going back to music for a bit. So yeah, music. Phew, music. I really love my dog. Like a lot. He's a rescue. I'm gonna tell you the story of how I got him and how I guess I rescued him. I got him from somebody who I thought was my friend and was a terrible person. And she had, like, she snapped one day, and because this dog, which by the way was not kept in the greatest of conditions, like he got out and he like tore apart some clothes and a bunch of other stuff. And now whenever I think about that day, I'm like, my poor dog, you could have gotten killed, but I was just like also out of boy shoes. Fucking did not deserve your beautiful needy butt. And she like almost beat this dog to death. Or she said she would have. And she calls me. And she says, "Come and get this dog, or I'm gonna kill him. I'm just gonna leave him out in the street and he'll get hit by a car and he'll die." And I'm like, "All right, bitch, don't do anything." I'm on the phone, I'm running to the bus stop, I'm begging her not to do anything. And I wanted this dog. We had adopted his brother from the litter. First, a year before, and I wanted this dog, but my family wouldn't. Was like, no, we already have two dogs. We don't need a third because the dogs that we did have were buttholes, and our current ones now are buttholes. But they're spoiled buttholes. They're not just like rude. I mean, they can be a little rude too, but my point. So I get on the bus and I go and I grab and I ask her where the dog is. And she takes me to the backyard and shows me that she has stuffed this dog into a chicken coop. And there are chickens fucking huddled in a corner and the love of my life right there, huddled in a different corner, scared out of his fucking mind. Trying to call him out didn't work. So finally, I grabbed him by the scruff of his neck and I plopped him out of it. And I put him in my backpack, my messenger bag. It's a green canvas messenger bag. And I refuse to get rid of this bag, I think. Every time Goodwill season comes around, which is like 4 times a year in this house, I can't seem to give that bag up. I'm always like, I'll find a use for it. I got this. And so we get on the bus again, and I'm being really nice and super polite to the bus driver in the hope that she's not gonna mind that I have a dog in my backpack. And she's just like, oh my God, what a cute dog! And I'm just petting him and saying, and I say, yeah, he is. And I remember petting him and whispering sweet things to him, and he wouldn't stop shaking, so I was just holding him in the bag. And I remember the fallout with my mom. Because I brought him home and she didn't want him. And I remember him not knowing how to go down the stairs and not knowing how to walk with a leash on. But I figured out how to take care of this dog. And he loves me a lot and I love him a lot. A girl named Kathy wants a little of my time. Six cylinders underneath the hood, crashing and kicking, aha, listen to the engine whine. Real of the Mountain Goats, more music. He is now, my dog is now, just turned six in October. And he's super fucking cute. Like, it's ridiculous how cute this dog is. We have another older dog, and he is nine? I think he's nine. He's old, but he's tiny. I need him to live forever. Another thing, I don't want my dogs to die. I am of the belief that they're never going to die. When they die, I'm gonna just fucking I'm 20. Look, 2017 has been a bad year, but 2018 should not do this to me. I'm just saying this as a general warning to the universe. Don't fuck with me like this. Oh my God. See, I get really emotional even thinking about my dogs dying. You see? Animals in general, even though I'm kind of scared of snakes and rats and a bunch of stuff. I saw a raccoon once as I was coming into my apartment building. I was just getting out of my friend's car and I literally stayed in her car for 15 more minutes crying, hyperventilating. Because I was like, oh my God, they can walk. It's too human. It's too much. So that should tell you how I feel about raccoons. I'm a vegetarian. That's another thing. Boom. Another thing about me. I'm a vegetarian. I'm lactose intolerant. That it started with that. I couldn't drink regular milk, and then I was like, Also, almond milk is just better than soy milk, unsweetened. I hate. Also, I have a question. I don't know if you'll be able to answer it. Why would they also sell like alternative milk flavored but unsweetened. Like if it's like soy milk or something or almond milk, like vanilla almond milk. That's just so weird that it's unsweetened. Like, I don't know. They just don't taste good if they're flavored unsweetened for me. It's too much. I like if I'm gonna eat a bowl of cereal or a fucking bowl of oatmeal, I don't want like my shit to be super sugary. You know, now that I think about it, that was a dumb question. But I stand by it. Why? Alternative milk companies. Why, oh why, do you sell flavored, unsweetened milk? Alright. I write. I don't show it to people. Like, maybe my friends occasionally, and my therapist, but that's... I go to therapy, that's another thing. It's good to take care of yourself. Don't be ashamed of going to therapy. Okay. It's the talk of a person who has gone consistently to therapy and has to justify his things to herself. Yeah, I write. I like them. I write a lot of lyrics. I guess they're poems if they're not sets of music, but you know. No, no. And I miss you. I'm coming back home to the West Coast. You look back yourself in my suitcase. Of you standing on a long in a black coat. I miss you. Back home to the West Coast. This is Coconut Records, I think. Fucking indie bands have to be so extra. What is it? I really love classic, the classics, classic rock. I firmly believe I don't care if there's like, I honestly don't care who you think is the greatest guitarist in the world. I legitimately feel that it is Carlos Santana, and that's my Hispanic side talking. Also my music nerd side, also nostalgia because I grew up on Santana. No, that's okay, it's probably Hendrix. I know it's Hendrix, I don't want to admit it, but I know it's Hendrix. I painted my longboard. I don't paint on campus, so I should. I hula hoop. That's another thing, I have a skateboard. I hula hoop. My friend taught me in San Francisco. She gave me one of her hoops, and I've been hoop dancing ever since. I am not good at this. I am not graceful. It is not fun to watch. Well, unless you want to laugh. But don't laugh, because that's mean. But it's really fun. And it, like... unloosens something in me. Like, there's a knot in my chest and it just kind of loosens whenever I dance. I don't know. There's power in movement, I think. And that's some of the sort of hippie bullshit that I say all the time. Or it's not hippie bullshit. I don't know why I'm being so mean to me today. I read, as you can tell. Fucking sitting next to my... sitting next to my bookcase. And I also have, like, those little built-in bookcases in your bed. Because sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night and I just read. I'm insomnia, leave me alone. It's another thing. I love the ocean. The ocean's my happy place. It really is. I saw seals this year. Sea lions, actually. They're sea lions. There's a difference. You can tell by the flippers and the ear flaps. Yeah. Fun fact, I don't remember which one it is. But that's how you can tell. So now you sort of know. Beach is my happy place. Stormy beach. Beach at night. Beach in the middle of the day. Packed with thousands of people. I live in Los Angeles, man. It's hard to live here. Just the beach. I love the beach. I love hiking. I really do. I love hiking. Some of my best days have been spent hiking. Those days where you honestly experience bliss. It's those type of the days. I've been hiking or I've been at the beach. Every time I go to the beach, it feels like, it sounds super lame. Like my soul has been cleansed a little, you know? I always have to at least get my feet wet if I go to the beach. Or get my hand wet or something, you know. I don't know how to swim, which the beach also terrifies me a little. Up until this year, up until last week actually, I had never in my life, my entire life, been on a boat. Now I got that. I held the squid, little baby squid. It was so gross. I love to learn. I really, really do. I also have like 3 pairs of backup glasses now. Ooh, where did I leave? Oh my god, I changed glasses last night and now I can't find my favorite ones. Also, I was high when I took them off, so I don't know where they are. They're somewhere. I know they're somewhere. Oh my god. Ooh, my legs, my legs, my legs. Oh no, I'm fine, I'm fine. Don't help me. Oh my god, see? Ah, stretch it out. Fuck, what was I? The beach. The beach is super dope. That's all I can remember now. I love learning, that's what it was. I do. Just can't ever get enough. I'm Alexander Hamilton, dude. I really am. I'm not. You know, I was really dreamy. Lin-Manuel Miranda. I want to do research. I want to map plant DNA. I want to work with GMOs. I want to help the planet. I want to open a dog rescue and name it after my dog if he dies. If he dies before I open it, not like if he ever dies. But I sincerely hope that that dog lives a long, 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 fruitful life. I want to take him. I hate when I can't take my dog places. So I'm just like, you need to experience life with me. He's just, he deserves the best after the shit that he's been through. I want to say it's been 3 years ever since his situation was stable, because I had to temporarily give him away for about like a year. It's the worst year of my life. But yeah, those are a lot of things about me. A lot of weird things about me. I wish I could do this every time somebody asks me, tell me about you. Just talk for 18 minutes. Oh, I always like to have a window open. I like feeling the breeze. I can't sleep without something, without a little light, without other people around me. It's weird. I got weird sleeping habits. I can barely sleep. Speaking of sleep, to bed, we should go. Well, yeah, it's late. Then you're gonna sleep over. It's like 2 a.m. No, dude, just. You have choices. You can sleep on the couch, you can sleep in my bed with me, you can sleep in the recliner, you can sleep on the futon that I have in my room. You got options. Just pick whatever makes you comfortable. I will get you lots of fluffy pillows and blankets. If you also want a teddy bear, I have a ton of those, so. Snuggle. One of the dogs might sleep with you, just FYI. They are very nice heaters. So, here, I'll just get, like, a bunch of pillows and blankets ready, and yeah, and then just lie down wherever you want, and I will bring them to you. Can I get you water? Okay. Just lie down and close your eyes, dude. You look so tired.